It's 9 o'clock at night on a Monday, and the Odegaard Library at the University of Washington is packed with students. It's a widely diverse crowd, but most of them have something in common. Just about everyone is wearing earbuds or headphones. These people are hungry for content, and media has never had so many ways to reach an audience. So what are the favorite ways for these young adults to engage with media?
I'd say Spotify for now.
Spotify, mostly YouTube.
Listen to podcasts.
Well, Apple Music.
At UW, digital media really seems to be taking over. And it's not just here. According to a Nielsen Company audience report from 2016, the average American spends roughly 5 hours each day on a screen, absorbing digital content. Yet in spite of this new digital media age, one older form of media clings to life here in Western Washington. Community-supported, low-power FM radio. They're not as well known as commercial music radio stations, but these stations are outlets for communities, run by volunteers, not corporations. But the thing is, they're nonprofit stations. Without a supporting audience, they can't exist. To reach out to that audience, the station needs to find ways to adapt with digital media.
Excuse me there, hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Seaver.
I'm Carly.
Hi Carly, nice to meet
you.
Glad to see you in person.
Carly Dunn is a volunteer coordinator for Hollow Earth Radio, a community station for Central Seattle.
Even our own DJs are like playing music off of YouTube, sometimes Spotify, and that is just like the reality of convenience and capitalism and so many things.
Carly and the volunteers of Hollow Earth Radio are aware of how convenient and enticing digital media can seem compared to radio, but they've come up with some clever ways to use the internet to spread awareness of their station. One of their social media strategies involves a Tupperware container in the studio labeled Photo Booth.
But DJs will go in, maybe they're running late, they didn't have time for social media, they can just like click the Tupperware box, it's real, it is a Tupperware, and they could take like a photo shoot with their records or whoever they brought in to guest on the show.
Hollow Earth works hard to make an online presence. To Carly, this is necessary.
You got to do more than just being on air, and it's hard to keep it going.
For many LPFM stations, getting noticed online depends largely on the initiative of the radio show hosts. Johnny Lignight works full-time as a bike mechanic in the U District, but still makes the time to host his rockabilly music show, Up the River, at the community station Space 101.1, and distribute it online.
As well as my show being on Saturdays from 5 to 7 live, I also upload all of my shows to an online streaming service called Mixcloud.
But all that extra time spent getting his show archived and noticed online adds up.
As far as time goes, it's very time-consuming. Probably per episode, I'm putting in about 8 hours of work for a two-hour episode.
Is it worth this extra effort to get radio online? Apparently so. The publicly funded Seattle station, KEXP, is an example of a nonprofit station that is widely successful online. 1.5 million YouTube subscribers, podcasts, archived episodes, they do it all. Abby Gabelli is a DJ for KEXP.
Digital content, yeah, it's something that I think just radio stations in general are attempting to try and keep up with the times, you know? And KEXP has always been kind of at the forefront of that because like it's always had very dedicated volunteers.
She emphasizes that it isn't easy to earn the online audience engagement that KEXP now has.
KEXP has taken a lot of time, effort, and energy to make these happen over time.
There's a lot of effort to give these stations an online presence, but why work so hard for community and nonprofit radio at all? The people working these stations clearly have a lot of passion for community radio. For them, there's something special and unique about what these stations do.
I just don't think there's a lot of places that are like this real where you can, you know, there's a lot of human interaction here.
KEXP is kind of like you're sitting in the car, you're with that like one other friend who's like, oh my gosh, let me share this awesome track that I've heard from you.
Anybody can put together a playlist and just press play and go. But to have somebody that knows about the music and tell you little bits of information is just something that you can't find on most digital media.
This passion for community and LPFM radio is shared by many others who wish to see these stations succeed. Organizations like the Prometheus Radio Project share resources that help get LPFM stations online. Community stations offer workshops and help to educate and train people about radio. You can find most LPFM stations in the Seattle area online. From their websites, you can learn more about the content that these stations offer. You can also volunteer at your local station and help the unique voice of your community be heard on the FM dial and online. Siva Radovich reporting for the University of Washington, Bothell.